This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On MUT Radio, we are exactly just 25 minutes before 11, before we head over to the second hour of the show. And remember, I told you guys we'll have an interview with Dr. Kumede. He's joining me live right here in studio. He's speaking about the roadshow that is currently taking place right now, Mangosuthu University of Technology. So he's telling me more about that and you also as well. So if you have any questions, do hit us up on 068-160-8832. So, yeah, Dr. Kumede is the Director of Quality Management Directorate. He's telling us more about the roadshow that is taking place today, La Emangosuthu, and also, I believe, tomorrow as well. So, without wasting any time, I'm just going to quickly welcome Dr. Kumede on MET Radio. Welcome, Doc.
Thank you very much, Mvelo, and good morning to you and your listeners.
Yes, so I think we should start from the beginning because maybe a lot of people could be confused as to when we are speaking about QMD, which is Quality Management Directorate. What are we actually speaking about?
Thanks very much. The Quality Management Directorate is a directorate that safeguards the quality of the institution, the quality of the programs that we offer, and the quality of processes that any department offers within the university. So essentially, the quality management becomes a vanguard of quality, so that whatever that we do, we need to have checks and balance because we've got our own standards that we work within as an institution. So we must be sure that those standards are adhered to at all cost. Mm. Yes.
Ah, nice, man. Now, also, maybe if I could ask, maybe you would see, where does QMD actually sit within the structure of EMUT? Are you part maybe of management or academics or maybe just student services?
Okay. Quality management, it falls within the academic support. Okay. Within the structure, we've got academics, we've got academic support, and then we've got admin. So we are in the middle because part of the core of what we are here for, it's mainly programs and mm-hmm. academics. So we support them and ensure that the quality is of high standard. So we kind of leaning towards the academic than the admin side.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And maybe if I can also ask as well, maybe how long has the department been here at MUT?
Well, the department dates back around 2005, 2006, that's when it actually started, yeah.
It's been a very long time.
It has been, yeah.
Yeah, now there is a roadshow that is taking place. Maybe tell us more about that. I believe it's taking place today, actually, just right now, because it started at 10 up until 1 p.m. Maybe tell us more about what is happening today. What should we expect, or students should expect?
Okay. To start with, I must say this is a big day today. Mm-hmm. This is the first roadshow that we do for students. And we are already, because it's going on right now, we are learning some lessons, of course, that perhaps we engage with students, but they didn't know who they're engaging with. So this becomes one of the most important event that we are having today and tomorrow. And I must give a little bit of a background where we're coming from with this roadshow. Within the university, we run a lot of surveys, not only the Quality Management Directorate, but other divisions. What we have noticed is that the uptake of the surveys, it keeps on going down. So when it goes down, then we don't get insight that we expect to get from any stakeholder. Could it be students? Could it be staff? So in 2022, we had a quality audit from CHE. And that quality audit also highlighted that as a problem. So we needed to do something to close that gap to make the point that we also bring students and other stakeholders on board with this service, because they are very important in us taking decisions that are really evidence-based. So what students really can expect from there is that we've put the setup that will allow them to do this the surveys on site.
Okay.
Could it be on your gadget if you've got a smartphone? But we have also got laptops that we use so that students can have an opportunity to complete those surveys right there. But more than that, we've got quite a lot of goodies that we will give to students because when they are there, they also have to enjoy. There should be vibes in there. So students, they will be getting some gifts here and there. So yeah, it's going to be a good day, I hope.
Yeah, and yeah. We hope it's going to be a good day as well. And maybe it's not just happening today, right here at the fountain, but also happening tomorrow, I believe, and not campus. There's, I think, a park. It's happening around there. Maybe tell us more about. Maybe it's still this. Is it still the same roadshow as what is happening today, or maybe there will be something different about tomorrow?
Okay, it is essentially the very same thing that will be happening the other side. What we're trying to demystify, Envel, is this notion of thinking that things should happen in main campus.
Yeah.
Yet,
yeah.
Yet we've got another campus, not campus. Essentially, we want to say we see you, we are with you there. So let's give them the opportunity as well in their own site. So that's what we are trying to do. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Now, it's a survey. So at the end of the day, there must be some sort of feedback that is coming from students. Now, when you receive that feedback, then what happens now?
Okay, that's a good one. The university takes a lot of decisions. And you'd wonder, where does this decision come from? Some of these decisions, they come from the feedback that they've received from surveys. Because we receive the surveys, we analyze the surveys, and then we share with the management. We also share with particularly the faculties and the heads of divisions or units where we'd have conducted those surveys. We share with them so that they see what are students saying about the environment they are studying in, about their lecture venues, about the safety of the campus, about the modules they teach, how can they improve this assessment. So all this information, it helps us as a university to come together with the management and say what needs to be done. And this feedback, it goes through until Senate to report that this is what we found. So it becomes a very important piece of contribution to the development of the institution and the adherence of quality and quality improvement within the institution.
That is amazing. But now also, you know, you're dealing with students. So some may ask, Uti, okay, I see there is a roadshow, there is these surveys that are taking place, but why should I actually participate? What is in it for me, or what are we getting out of this?
Okay, well, offline we've been talking about the improvement that has happened at MUT.
Yeah, we were.
yes. I told you that I was at some point a student at MUT. The MUT I studied in is a different MUT I'm working in now. And believe you me, how we got here is because some students in the past, they gave feedback. Hence, the institution continuously improve. So what I'm saying is, do your contribution, even if you are a third year student, you know that I'm exiting. It doesn't matter. Give your feedback. The generation to come will benefit from the feedback that perhaps some of us gave then, and students now they're benefiting. It's a better environment now than it was before.
When you've been paid back.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I also see, like, because I wanted to ask as in how now students see or maybe can get to see all of these results. But now I can just imagine, Guti, if we look at a student center, maybe it's a result of all those surveys that were taken way, way back, because you said it has been here since 2005. So maybe now it's a feedback that is coming back. So is that how students actually get feedback, like when they see actually the results at the end?
Okay. Whilst we've been focusing on feeding the decision-making process, we also accede to the fact that we need to improve on the student feedback, direct student feedback.
Yes.
And part of the plans is that right now we have a roadshow. This should not be the first and the end. We should have these roadshows. Some would be for evaluations themselves or surveys themselves. Some will be to bring back feedback at a later stage so that students don't see improvements, but they don't know where does this improvement come from. I can tell you right now, we have our classrooms, they are fitted with data projects. Some of the things that were not there probably when you were a student, they were not there.
Yeah.
Yes. And it also comes from there. But students, if you don't come back and say, these are the benefits of what you've done, they would not know. And what we are saying, the motto of this roadshow, we are saying, your voice matter as a student. So if your voice matter, then you deserve a feedback. And definitely we're going to give feedback at some point to students, directly to students.
Amazing, Doc. We don't want to keep you very long. Maybe just to wrap things up, maybe what is the message that you'd like to leave maybe to MUT students, listeners right now, to take away from why their voice actually matters?
Yes. The message I want to leave is that even if you may have said, completed the service before and you don't see the improvement that you thought you would get, just know that it's a matter of time. Some of these things, they need a huge capital. Mm. So the institution might be working on those things. So don't feel despondent. Just continue giving feedback, because the more you give that feedback, we realize that this particular issue still remains a problem. So students must not give up, because definitely their voice matter. And I would also like to encourage our academics to also ensure that they encourage their students to come and complete. We're going to leave this as much as we are having it today, but we're going to leave it open for the next week so that the student can continue even feeling online, those who would not have managed to come to us.
Oh, amazing. Thank you very much, Doc. This was very insightful. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the roadshow goes well today and also tomorrow as well.
Thank you very much, Mvelo. We do hope so. Yeah.
Thank you. That was Dr. Kumede joining us live right here on MUT Radio. He is the Director of Quality Management Directorate. They are hosting a roadshow today and also tomorrow. Today it's happening at
This is an MUT Radio podcast.